Welcome to episode 47 of Gary King's Inconvenient Truths, where Gary presents videos and stories I don't know are coming from my spontaneous and unrehearsed response. Gary, take it away.
All right, jumping the gun a little bit there, but we're going to start out with the Reese Report. And here we go.
The recent fires in California, Australia, and now Hawaii are unlike anything we've ever seen before. They are being called forest fires and wildfires, but they are clearly something very different. These fires are burning homes into a white powdery ash footprint, while often leaving the surrounding green trees and shrubs practically untouched. In extreme cases, forest fires can reach temperatures up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, and the melting point of aluminum is 1220 degrees Fahrenheit. So it is possible for an extreme forest fire to melt aluminum. But there are cars with puddles of melted aluminum that were clearly not in the wildfire area. And melted glass, which has a melting point around 2500 degrees Fahrenheit. These are unexplained anomalies. In the California fires of 2018, cars were randomly bursting into flames on the freeway with no surrounding fires. We've seen these same anomalies in New York City on September 11th, 2001. Cars completely burned out with no explanation. In Maui, these unnatural fires spared the homes of the rich while burning the native homes of the working class. With precision, these fires destroyed the most envied, high-valued areas of Maui. For decades, directed energy weapons have been classified, but they have been on the public record for several years now. Directed energy weapons, known as DEWs, have the ability to burn homes with this sort of precision. But in order to be this precise, the area would have to be mapped out. In January of this year, green lasers were seen over Hawaii, which could best be described as a geospatial array for mapping terrain. We have seen that among the ashy ruins, there are blue-colored objects that have somehow survived the devastation. Blue cars, blue umbrellas, a blue boat, blue planters. Videos online are going viral that show how lasers can easily burn through certain colored objects, but objects that are colored blue remain unharmed. Directed energy weapons include lasers, millimeter wave, and microwave. They are all based on light frequencies and different wavelengths of light affect colors differently. For example, in laser tattoo removal, different wavelengths are used for removing different colors. And this is because color is a quality of light. Each color has its own frequency. Interestingly enough, the frequency of the color blue is 6.66.
Okay,
well, Greg Reese is a brilliant guy. I've used this specific video several times in my own work. He makes so many good points. Let me just emphasize, there's a difference between temperature and heat, meaning the temperature is how hot something is at a point, but heat is the accumulation of that temperature by a substance like a metal. You can pass your hand through a flame, which is hot, but if you don't leave it over the flame, it's not going to be burned. These grass fires went up so fast, they could not possibly have induced the heat to cause these vehicles to melt. And the key point he makes there about using the lasers to target the property, this is all executed by computers, and the computers have to have very specific coordinates. And it's quite clear that they had surveyed all the properties and punched in the ones they wanted to destroy and preserve the ones they wanted to keep, belonging to the billionaires, the governor, and a host of other elites. This is a massive land grab. And I compliment Greg Reese. I think he's an absolutely sensational, brilliant guy. And this is a wonderfully constructed video, Gary. Much appreciated. Great choice.
Yeah. All right. Gonna roll on.
You know that the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression happened together because industrial agriculture wanted to close down the family farm. Now, that's an objective fact. If you go back and look at it, you know, we didn't have climate change. We had a manufactured financial crisis that did not affect family farms, but was taken from the large corporate banks and infected the family farm banks, which gave rise to the incapacity for farmers to farm. The Dust Bowl was a banking crisis. It was not an environmental crisis. If you look at the bizarre nature right now of the people who are administering the campaign of terror on CO2 emissions, and you're watching them let forest fires be started and burned with impunity, you sit back and go, well, hold on a minute, I thought carbon dioxide was bad. So why are we increasing the carbon dioxide by taking trees out of circulation? Well, the answer is land reappropriation. That's what it's about. It's about reappropriating land. And the best way to reappropriate land is to have a fire. That has been the case since the Old Testament. So this is not a new thing. This has been around for thousands and thousands of years. When humans cannot win on a fair playing field, they use fire. And they use fire to destroy a old appropriation of land and reappropriate it to a new use. There's no question that what is going on in Canada right now is a massive, massive, massive land grab where the state will come in its largesse, and propose new development of what? Of things that will be pro-state. That's not a human recovery. And by the way, as much as Maui may or may not be the sum of a series of electrical failures, there is no question that the power systems in Maui were not managed to diminish the risk of fire. We will not say, and I will not say, they necessarily intentionally set them. I'm not going to get into that conversation. What I will say is that very simple safety protocols, like if lines are down, don't send energy back into a down line, those kinds of things were not done. So were some of those fires, without question, at least negligently set? The answer is without question. The evidence is unambiguous. And by the way, even NPR talks about that evidence. So the fact is, we know that what we have is a situation where this ongoing campaign of terror is about reallocating, redistributing, and reappropriating resources into state control. And there's no question that that's what happened in Maui. There's no question that's what's happening in Canada. And there's no question that that's what's happening in fires that are going on all around the world, remarkably in places where climate change activists say they're the most concerned with climate change. They're pumping CO2 into the air. So this hypocrisy is necessary to create the cognitive dissonance.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, this is very interesting. The guy's absolutely right about the big picture and land reappropriation, but he's wrong about the specifics in Maui. Hawaiian Electric has responded to a lawsuit that was filed immediately by the county where Lahaina was located that was blaming them for the fires. And they pointed out that the records show, well, there was a very modest fire early on that was 100% contained 6 hours before the Lahaina disaster. They had shut off the energy in the grid. So, I mean, I'm really rather surprised this guy, who's very, very sophisticated, should have missed. It must have been the timing of when he did his report, because this was directed energy. Greg Reese had it 100% correct. It appears to have been done with a microwave version of directed energy. I have reported the extensive analysis of a forensic arborist. This is a tree expert who has investigated 35 fires that were initiated by directed energy weapon and explains how he knows Maui was 36.
Okay. Yeah, I caught that, Dr. Fetzer. He definitely was going on the light side, stepping around thing, doing the side.
Take a look at some of the fires that's going on. Pay attention. These are all the fires that's going on right now in America. We're going to go through a lot of these, and I'm going to show you what's going on in these states and why there's fires. In Texas, there's a fire around this area, which is close to Austin. Live from Austin, Texas, the Smart City Challenge. There's fires in Washington. Lawmakers from Washington State push for a smart city bill in Congress. What's outside of Phoenix, Arizona? Scottsdale. City of Scottsdale, Smart City Strategic Roadmap. Wildfires in New Jersey. New Jersey Smart Cities Working Group. Fires in New Mexico. Smart City planned in New Mexico. Wildfires near Portland, Oregon. Smart Cities planned for Portland, Oregon. Wildfires in Florida. Smart City initiatives for Orlando. Wildfires in Mississippi. Smart Cities planned for Mississippi. And this isn't just happening in America. There's fires in Greece. Smart Cities planned for Greece. Y'all, I could have gone on and on with this, but I think you see the pattern.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right.
Yeah, we don't just see the pattern. They're going to claim, you know, these fires, which are, you know, ostensibly naturally occurring phenomena, give an opportunity for repurposing the land to be smart cities. Gary, she's nailed it. This is really brilliant. So I'm extremely pleased. I want to use that in some of my own shows, Gary. You got to send me the link.
Yeah.
Very, very good and telling.
Yeah, I'll be happy to send you the link. Now, anyone who wants the link, just say so in the comment. And don't forget to comment. That's what this show is all about, is your reaction to the clips.
We were so concerned about what was happening in Maui.
You're so concerned about what's happening in Maui that you somehow managed to hire a private firefighting team to protect your land before the fires started. You're so concerned about what's happening in Maui that instead of taking some of that land and housing even a small portion of those displaced people, you've hired a private security team to keep them off your land. You're so concerned about Maui that you simply haven't had time to denounce any of the shady real estate deals which are robbing people of everything they have. You know, like the ones you were involved in that helped you acquire that land for pennies on the dollar of what it was actually worth. You're so concerned about Maui that instead of taking what would amount to a year's salary for you and four or five of your billionaire friends, which could be used to rebuild the entire place in a matter of months, you're jumping on social media and asking the American public, most of whom can't afford to pay their rent right now, to do it for you. You're so concerned about Maui that it's more important that you get social media points than that you help.
We were so concerned about what was happening.
Oh, Gary, another devastating report. I love it. I need that one too, Gary. This is sensational. You really put together some fabulous clips. Yeah, Oprah, Zuckerberg, Bezos, big time frauds, phonies, disgusting. They'll exploit all those they regard as the little people, or in Hillary's language, the deplorables, to benefit themselves. They're just not rich enough. They just don't own enough real estate. They just can't expand upon their own importance and glory sufficiently. Disgusting beyond belief. What a disgrace. Excellent. Excellent report, Gary. Excellent.
I've got two more Maui-type clips.
Did you know that there are two sites in the U.S. that have these directed energy weapons? One is Nevada and the other is Maui. Let's start with this directed energy Air Force Maui optical and supercomputing AMOS site located on the island of Maui. May I quote from the website? Listen to this. Directed energy harnesses the power of the electromagnetic spectrum to enable airmen to effectively and affordably strike critical targets at the speed of light. Question, why Maui? Answer, it's a new smart grid in Hawaii dubbed the, quote, Jump Smart Maui Project.
Why can't we pull energy out of thin air?
That was the question Hitachi asked before initiating the Jump Smart Maui Project. This initiative demonstrates how electric vehicles, smart grids, and renewable energy like wind and sun can benefit Maui's residents, and it underlines the positive impact that Hitachi is making on the environment.
It's our future.
Okay. Nice, Gary, nice. You're putting together some fabulous clips, I'm telling you. These are just eviscerating what's happened here in Hawaii. Absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. Well done, my friend.
All right, now this is a crossover. We're all aware of Duper's delight when these crisis actors just can't help themselves. So I've got one with Duper's delight still concerning Maui. So here we go.
Authorities have described this region as being entirely devastated by the wildfire that raced through here earlier this week. Firefighters and rescue workers continue their work. Access to downtown Lahaina is extremely limited at the moment. Police barricades are on every major road into the town.
Seeing it is a lot more real than seeing all the pictures. I walked through my room and there's just nothing, like everything is gone. Usually they put on the hurricane sirens or they do something to like warn us. Nothing. Like everyone was just word of mouth evacuating. That's why so many people were just on Front Street, just hanging out. Like they were helpless. Like the smoke just they were helpless. Like the smoke just got them. So many people were just on Front Street, just hanging out, like, they were helpless.
All right, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, Gary, I would just observe that had this been a real wildfire, you'd had all kinds of partial burns, more or less complete homes left. You would have had some more seriously, others less. It would have been quite a variation in the damage that was done to various residences, depending on their proximity, the original source and all that. I mean, the idea that every single one of these homes should be completely devastated tells us for a certainty this is not a wildfire. This is not a naturally occurring occurrence. And the fact that she goes back to find nothing left in her room, again, if this had been a real fire, there would have been all kinds of stuff that would have been left, including, of course, things that are made out of metal, you know, a part of her bed, her springs, her trinkets, her lockets, jewelry, all that sort of thing. It's all gone. Because this was a massive application of energy, massive. And it turned a dog into just charcoal instantly. So you had the shape of the dog, but it was charcoal. And I now have video of humans who were hit. Same thing. They're just charcoal. They have the shape of a human, but they're just charcoal. You touch them, they fall apart. It's a disgrace, Gary, what happened here. This was mass murder on a smaller scale than we're experiencing because of the COVID vax, but nevertheless, it's mass murder and it's being implemented by the government and the elites. I mean, this is unbelievably bad and horrifying to anyone who understands the facts of the matter. This is just the opposite. This is a form of economic tyranny of the wealthy exploiting technology to benefit themselves. Grotesque. Grotesque.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Professor, we're going to switch gears.
College is now reinstating a mask mandate.
Yeah, so this is Morris Brown College announcing this decision on its Instagram account Sunday evening. And take a look at this post. It says it's because of the reports of positive cases among students. All students and employees must wear a mask unless alone in their office. There will be social distancing and no large student gatherings. Contact tracing and symptom monitoring are also in place, and they're reminding everyone to wash their hands frequently to prevent the spread of the virus.
Are coming back. Federal officials from the TSA and from the U.S. Border Patrol revealed that the Biden administration is now setting the stage for full COVID lockdowns.
Professor.
Yeah. Imagine a virus so smart it attacks every 4 years during presidential elections. Been there, done that. Masks don't work. I've had 8 or 10 studies, including from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, our leading professional medical scientific organization, that masks are actually counterproductive. Not only do they not protect, that the virus is so tiny, it's like trying to keep a ping pong ball from passing through a hula hoop. It's that bad. But it deprives the brain of oxygen. It recycles waste products. It can increase strain on your cardiovascular system. It inhibits kids from learning how to speak because they can't see how words are formed by the mouths of those with whom they're interacting. All the consequences are bad. Not only that, but as Anthony Fauci knew from the beginning, because he participated in the study, when they went back and reviewed the great Spanish flu epidemic, they discovered that the percentage who died from the flu was minuscule, but those who died from pneumonia infection, bacterial pneumonia infections, was massive, where bacterial pneumonia infections are promoted by wearing masks. So these people at this little college are either profoundly ignorant or gullible saps or, you know, miscreants who want to damage their students or some combination. It's just disgusting, Gary. This is absolutely 100% wrong. And the answer to a new set of mandates is do not comply. They do not have the force of law. Do not comply. Exercise your brain. Don't let yourself be played.
Yeah, I didn't comply the first time. So I can't believe they're going to try it again.
Remember Operation Warp Speed? It was Trump's brilliant scheme to get the deadly vax into everyone's bloodstream as fast as you can scream. And yes, Trumpster put a Jew, David Aaron Kessler, who morphed into Biden's COVID task force, in charge of his COVID-19 response team. Kessler did a real swell trademark Yiddishy job for Trump by matching Big Pharma with the U.S. military to produce, supply, and deploy the deadly vax. Oy, oy, oy. It had Trump cavilling and bursting with joy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. I'm honored to welcome doctors, scientists, industry executives, and state and local leaders to our historic Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Summit. It's been some journey for all of us. It's been an incredible success. We're grateful to be joined by Vice President Mike Pence, who has done an absolutely incredible job on the coronavirus task force. Mike, thank you. Stand up, Mike. Great job.
Yes, Mr. Prez, Pence got that deadly vax all for you in front of our faces every single day. And now, we've got hell to pay.
We are the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. Today, we're on the verge of another American medical miracle. And that's what people are saying. People that aren't necessarily big fans of Donald Trump are saying, whether you like him or not, this is one of the greatest miracles in the history of modern day medicine or any other medicine, any other age of medicine.
I kind of just like plain aspirin. I get headaches listening to this bullshit. Trump pushed a medical miracle that skipped the trials, then caused our immune systems to attack our healthy body tissues instead of protecting them.
American companies were the first to produce a verifiably safe and effective vaccine. Together, we will defeat the virus, and we will soon end the pandemic, and we will save millions and millions of lives, both in our country and all over the world.
Of course, it's verifiably safe and effective. The Jew at CDC, Rochelle Walensky, said so. I'm quite sure her Jewish replacement, Mandy Cohen, will say the same for COVID 2.0. Let's say, which it isn't, it is a medical miracle. But to mandate it, that's Jewish tyranny.
As a result of this unprecedented investment, we are exceedingly proud that both Pfizer and Moderna have announced that their vaccines are approximately 95% effective, which is a number that nobody expected to be able to get to. Far exceeding anything that really that anybody thought. We went out and we said, what do you think a maximum would be? And I think doctors, we all came up to the conclusion that something like that would be really incredible.
It's a beautiful percentage, a beautiful vaccine, and yes, beautifully incredible. So very beautifully incredible that children, pregnant women, teenagers, athletes, and adults got myocarditis, miscarriages, strokes, brain damage, and deaths. Now, suddenly, Trump has a change of heart.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yeah. More about the ballot box, not about a toxic vax.
These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with.
Same people you're groveling at to get their vote, Mr. Trump.
But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply.
We did comply. We are complying right now. We are complying by allowing Biden's slew of Jews all over the place to steal and molest our freedoms, wealth, property, elections, children, and guns. We are complying by paying outrageous prices at the gas pump and for goods, housing, and health care, despite no one getting a raise. But what's good for the goose, Jews, is bad for the goys. And that's the kicker. Call them the American boob. Call them the sheeple. Call them the hoi polloi. I call them the dumb goys. The Jews just love it that way. The goy is their toy. The goy will kick, complain, get on the internet and commence. But he'll soon be fear-fraught, wear a mask, and get a booster shot.
Yeah, that was a loaded
clip. I'm a big fan of Brother Nathaniel. He speaks a lot of truths. I think that Trump's current stance obviously is the right stance, and I'm glad to see him being so forceful about it. I'm convinced he was himself played by Fauci and Birx. And by the way, Birx has even come out and said, don't use masks, that they don't do any good. And I mentioned before, Fauci was a part of the study of the Spanish flu. They know damn well masks don't do any good. They're counting on peer pressure, groupthink, simples, ignorance, massive stupidity to promote their agenda. But honestly, Gary, we've been there, done that. I think it's going to be a whole lot harder to play us again, especially when Trump has recognized what the hell is going on. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Brother Nathaniel, and I think this is just fine. But Trump is the guy who can do the best, do the most, is by far the strongest to set the ship of state aright. So, you know, I'm supporting him wholeheartedly, notwithstanding his flaws and mistakes of the past, Gary. And I encourage everyone to adopt a similar attitude.
Okay. How about a little parody clip, Dr. Fetzer?
So I guess the real question on everyone's minds is, what really happened to that young chef?
That's a good question, Rachel. I guess it all started when Brock tried to have an affair with him. He didn't really like Brock like that. I mean, they just kind of paddleboarded together and shit like that. But then Big Mike got all suspicious.
Who's Big Mike?
Did I say Big Mike? I'm sorry, I meant to say Michelle. Then Michelle got all suspicious that Brock was having an affair with him. So she confronted him.
She confronted the chef?
No, she confronted Barack, but then the chef overheard that Michelle was really a man, and so they called me and asked me if I could Epstein him, and I said, yeah, sure, but I want to be president again. And so here we are.
Oh, Gary, that there's so much truth in that. You know, as they say, satire parody has got to be rooted in facts. This one, 100%. That's marvelous. I imagine that's all CGI, of course. Rachel is one of the great propagandists of our time, and Hillary, one of the true, disgusting, really repulsive individuals still walking the face of Earth today.
All right, our next clip is about Burning Man. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but it's probably one of the most decadent, orgy-filled, sex-crazed things that could ever happen. So that's why I'm going to bring it up. But however, we're going to go back to Woodstock. And I think this guy's words were making a lot of sense, where I'm sure everyone thought he was crazy back then, but we're going to compare Burning Man with Woodstock.
So Burning Man 2023 has been rained out. You know, come to think of it, that kind of reminds me of something.
I got something to say. I want to know how come the fascist pigs have been seeding the clouds.
Right.
The last hour in the airplane going over twice with all the smoke coming out of them seeding the clouds. And I want to know, you know, why that stuff is going down, man. And why doesn't the media report that stuff to the people, man? I'm telling you what happened. The planes come over
for an hour and a half and they're seeding all the clouds. People of unknown origin were seeding the clouds over the
earth. I don't know what they hope to prove, man.
What's going on here?
Now there's been a lot of things going on with all these elements conspiring like the sticky fun wiggling between our toes and the drippy rain rolling down our neck. But it's all part of the hive that is gluing us all together because we're all in the same puddle.
Hey.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. Remember, LBJ went back in like 67 was saying he who controls the weather controls the world. Yeah. It was already happening in Woodstock 1969, but it was happening in Vietnam long before. And now it's happening. I mean, these fires are weather warfare, and we have a whole host of other events. Hurricanes hitting Florida, droughts in California, all to bring about a predetermined political outcome. And Gary, I just find the whole thing mind-boggling that the American government has turned on the American people. I mean, these are people who really are fascists, who really do want to show they have control over us by doing great harm and damage to us using technologies that ought only to be deployed for the benefit of mankind, not harm. So this is revealing, and I think spot on, absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, if you remember, the idea was to make the anti-war protesters look like fools. So seeding the clouds and have them all flopping around on acid provided by the CIA, but actually do the job. All right, so you can take a little break. It's a 5-minute clip. And I know you often tell us to go on how to spot a false flag. So we're going to lay back for about 5 minutes, and this is going to basically mirror your work.
New details about what authorities are calling a racially motivated shooting rampage in Jacksonville, Florida.
Branded hate crime.
Police identifying the suspect as 21-year-old Ryan Christopher Palmetto.
Yep. Three names.
The white male allegedly shooting and killing three black people. Investigators releasing this chilling video of the suspect entering the Dollar General store on Saturday. He was armed with an AR-15 style rifle. Police say he fired multiple rounds before turning the gun on himself. The rampage was 11 minutes long. The Jacksonville community in mourning tonight, remembering the victims with vigils and gathering in prayer circles. All this taking place as thousands gathered in the nation's capital on Saturday to mark the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. The sheriff saying that hate that motivated this shooting only adds an additional layer of heartbreak. ABC's Alex Preche leads us off from Jacksonville.
Tonight, chilling new video of that alleged gunman that authorities say carried out that horrific racially motivated attack at a Jacksonville Dollar General as this community remembers the three victims killed.
I want to begin by honoring the three precious lives that were lost yesterday. Angela Michelle Carr, 52 years old. Anolt Joseph, or AJ, Laguerre Jr., 19 years old. And Gerald Deshaun Gallion, 29 years old.
Authorities say they were senselessly gunned down because they were black. The alleged gunman identified as 21-year-old Ryan Christopher Palmetto. Authorities saying that before the shooting, Palmetto was spotted at a historically black university. An Edward Waters University security guard engaging and forcing the alleged shooter to drive away.
It looks to me that he went there to change into whatever he needed to change into. He had an opportunity to do violence in EWU. He did not.
The sheriff says the 11-minute rampage began Saturday afternoon. At 1:08, surveillance video outside the store captures the shooter without warning, raising his weapon and firing 11 rounds.
Shooting into a black Kia and murders the first victim, Ms. Angela Carr.
He then walked inside, gun drawn, wearing a tactical vest.
The suspect enters the Dollar General store and engages the second victim, a young 19-year-old victim, Anolt Laguerre.
One of his guns with a white swastika painted on it. Authorities say minutes later, Gerald Gallion entered the store with his girlfriend. the gunman killing Galleon and missing his girlfriend. At 1:18, 10 minutes into the shooting, the gunman allegedly texts his father telling his dad to check his computer.
Father enters the room and finds a last will and testament. Of the suspect along with a suicide note on his laptop.
By 1:53, the suspect's family called to alert the Clay County Sheriff's Office. But by that time, the rampage was over, the shooter dying by suicide as officers arrived on scene. Law enforcement says that as a minor, the alleged gunman was held for 72 hours for a mental health examination, but he was not on their radar and he had legally purchased a handgun in April and an AR-15-style rifle in June.
Let me tell you this. There was no criminal record. Nothing. There was nothing that we could have done to stop him from owning a firearm, a rifle, or a handgun. There was no red flags.
Governor Ron DeSantis condemning the attack.
We are not going to let people be targeted based on their race. We are going to stand up, and we are going to do what we need to do to make sure that evil does not triumph in the state of Florida.
Authorities pointing to what they call evidence of hate.
The shooter had authored several manifestos.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer.
Well, that was a pretty good critique. I do think you're going to see more false flags, and I do think this is a scripted event. In shopping malls, grocery stores, he had a dollar store. They feel their past campaign hasn't made it sufficiently obvious to the American people that this could happen to them. But the public realizes with defunding the police, with the increased wave of migrants, if we cannot defend ourselves, nobody's going to come to do it for us, Gary. I mean, that's just an illusion. And John Lott has a new study showing how the FBI is deliberately downgrading the statistics about this defensive use of guns. Whereas I previously explained, Americans use guns to defend themselves from assailant millions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 innocent lives per annum, where the FBI is misallocating cases to create the impression that this only happens like 14% of the time, when the actual percentage is like in the 46 to 64% range, as Lott explained. So it's disgraceful. Do not give up your guns. In fact, if you don't own any, change it. Get out, learn how to use them, stock up, lock and load. You are going to need weapons to protect yourself, even it appears from our own government, which has abdicated its responsibility and gone full fascist, terrorist, totally unbelievable.
Okay. Do you remember Billy Beer? Well, we have a new version of Billy Beer.
The Bill Gates Foundation invested almost $100 million in Anheuser-Busch, the Bud Light company, after its stock fell due to the controversy with Dylan Mulvaney. And you have to ask yourself, why does he want to be involved in a beer company? According to the Celebrity Blinds website, Crazy Days and Nights, the wealthy farmer, that's Bill Gates, didn't make the huge investment in the beer company because he thought it would make a big turnaround. He did it so they would buy their agriculture stuff from his farms. That is a scary thought. That makes sense because we know he wants his GMO ingredients in as many products as possible. So now not only will you be eating his ingredients when you're eating McDonald's french fries or anything from McDonald's that includes their carrots or onions, but you will also be drinking his ingredients if you're going to be drinking Budweiser, Michelob, Stella, or Beck. Other than the lab-grown meat companies that he invests in, I wonder what other food products his ingredients are in. Let me know what you think about all of this down below.
Okay, Dr.
Fetzer. Oh, she's got it figured out. I mean, it's so peculiar to think Gates would want to buy into Anheuser-Busch. But she's right. He wants them to have their products. that go into making the beer come from Gates Farms, where they're already contaminated with vaccines and the like. This guy is one of the most miserable shits on the face of Earth and deserves the ultimate fate. This man, and of course, with due process of law, deserves permanent incarceration. He deserved to be put up against a wall and shot. This is just disgusting beyond belief.
Okay. Legendary Agenda 21 pioneer Rosa Corey. This is, she passed away a couple of, maybe 2 years ago, and this is a tribute to her.
United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. It's constructed of non-governmental organizations, corporations, and government in order to dictate and regulate what it is that happens around the world. Regionalization is the stepping stone to globalization, and globalization is the standardization of all systems. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from a central unit. The principles are public-private partnerships, which is fascism. And this is how it's implemented on the ground, is through this joining together between corporations, non-governmental organizations, and governments in order to cut out the actual individual, your voter, and instead to take that to a level where we literally cannot penetrate. This is a corporatocracy. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. While we are moving towards the end game, we are not there. And this is the opportunity that all of us have now to stand up, to speak out. We are free, and we need to continue to be free. And I do believe that we will win, but we have to become aware that there is a fight.
Yes, Rosa Corey.
Yeah, that's all well said and well taken. And WEF is really the culmination or the front man for the globalist effort to bring about not only mass genocide worldwide, but ultimate control in the hands of a tiny, tiny group. We far outnumber them. We have to appreciate they threaten our life. They want to kill us. Think about it. Think about it. What is the response? How can we deal with this? It must happen. It's either them or us.
All right, Dr. Fetzer, I'm not sure if we played this clip or not, and if we have, I really think it's worth playing again.
This whole COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon, a gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go, to see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies, into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. So I'm really imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never. As I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it? Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer.
That was wonderful, Gary. She spoke so clearly and forcefully to the big problem we confront today. I thought it was sensational, really. Totally articulate, spot on. Every word had weight and significance for all of humanity. Let us learn the lesson. Pay attention. She's telling us what's going on. It's blatant. It's obvious. You have to understand, because this entails the welfare not only of your family, but your very lives and continued existence on planet Earth. Don't be played. Get the message. Do something to protect yourself and the people you care about. Do something.
All right, Dr. Fetzer, this last video is going to be just for fun. There's really no political thing other than they were sort of criticized for being the wrong color, let's say. But anyway, this is just for your entertainment, because I know you like the Beatles, and I know you're off for dinner today.
Yeah.
Front girl for that band.
She was darling, and she stole the show, Gary. That was delightful. It's a wonderful song. I love it. But man, the Beatles have so many. That was a real treat, Gary, my friend.
Yeah, many a front man in a rock band could take a lot of lessons from that girl. She was completely entertaining the audience. So, all right, Dr. Fetzer, have a good afternoon, and enjoy yourself. Appreciate the show again. It's fun.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, we'll see you next time.